B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Fall Guys takes the internet by storm and starts a bidding war that has Mr. Beast, Ninja, and G2 Esports, plus more, throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars at the game. The makers of Apex Legends say that they would love to make a Netflix series based on the game after they launch Season 6, and a new documentary about video games called High Score releases today. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to another week of the latest in the world of esports and video games. My name's Weird Beard, and if you have a story that you are dying for us to cover, make sure you hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP so that we can make sure it gets the attention it deserves. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button and notification bell so that you can stay up to date on the latest of all the news you need to know. Without further ado, let's jump into the headlines. Fall Guys start bidding war, top bid over $300,000. Fall Guys blew up. That's the easiest thing to understand by looking at Twitch, Twitter, or heck, even just regular people talking, since the Battle Royale party game seems to capture the attention of anybody who comes across it. We've talked before about just how big the noise around the game is, but they have a pretty heavy following on social too, with their Twitter hitting almost a million followers in under 2 weeks. One of the things that is driving so many people to know about their Twitter account? Fall Guys is currently hosting a bidding war on their Twitter, with the highest bidder being able to have their own Fall Guys skin inserted into the game. All the money will eventually be donated to Special Effect, a charity designed to help gamers with physical disabilities. This instantly brought out both streamers and companies alike, all wanting to get in front of the millions of people playing this game. G2 Esports was in the top slot for quite a while, kicking off the first huge donation pledge at just around $130,000. Ninja eventually jumped in for $200,000, and now we sit with Mr. Beast at $300,000. So far, no one has rebid to get a higher final amount, but that's not to say that we won't see more coming in. Again, to put it in perspective, this is for not only millions of people to see the little Fall Guys skin in the game, but for millions of people to have the chance to be wearing that skin, which can be a huge deal in terms of marketing. Either way, it's a win-win-win. Whoever or whatever wins, they get plenty of exposure in the game. All the money goes to a charity that is helping out an amazing cause, and Fall Guys gets all the attention in the world paid to it. Now if only they could find time to teach my team how to play Jinx so I don't lose every single time, that would be awesome. Respawn would love to make Apex Legends series for Netflix. Season 6 of Apex Legends is out, and it has some pretty slick updates. A new character in Rampart, plenty of changes to the King's Canyon map, RIP Loot Train, and the continuation of something that the game tried for the first time last season, a kind of story mode. Last season, players were able to play out The Broken Ghost, which had PvE events that told a single story using the characters of the game and culminated with the return of Titanfall 2's villain, Ashe. The developers have continued this in Season 6, with a new character in tow, and the story told by comics in the game itself, and even hinted at what they hope to eventually do with it all. In an interview with GamesRadar yesterday, the game's director, Chad Grenier, said that while nothing is in stone as of yet, Respawn would love the chance to bring Apex Legends to Netflix. And sure, who wouldn't want a show on Netflix? But this is coming on the tails of some huge names getting anime or Netflix adaptations, and the timing is just right, because they've already started kind of a base as far as the story goes, but there isn't so much there that there is a dedicated audience to alienate by trying something new in the Netflix version we could eventually get. Will we ever get to see Wraith, Bangalore, Mirage, and the entire gang on Netflix? TBD, but with a strong, I could see it happening. New documentary High Score explores the life of an esports athlete releases today. A new 6-episode documentary called High Score is releasing today, August 19th. It covers the life of an esports athlete starting in the golden age of video games, your Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Galaga, etc. But it doesn't end there. It goes on to show the growth of the video games industry in the past 30 years, and has interviews with directors of some of the largest video game series to date, from Final Fantasy to Madden to even Mortal Kombat.
Long before the internet, a handful of visionaries reimagined the world.
We felt that we were creating world-changing technology.
This looks interesting. I always love to look back at old clips of parents from the bygone ages of video games and see how worried they were about the impact video games would have on their children. And if I was able to time travel and tell them that their kid could sign for $300,000 for a single year of competition on, like, I don't know, 100 Thieves, an entire organization based around competing in esports, they would for sure have their heads explode. You can catch it today on Netflix or visit our website, CheckpointXP.com, to see more of the teaser trailer. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're always posting brand new content here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the U.S. and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at checkpointxp.com, you can see where we're airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weirdbeard, and I would also like to say that Raji is easily the highlight of the Nintendo Switch indie presentation yesterday.
The Owl's Nest is a talk show all about Overwatch. Join me, Robbie Landis, alongside OWLcaster Jake Lyon as we break down everything from the biggest upsets to the best hero compositions. Want to join the squad? Tune in for new episodes every weekend as your primer for the Overwatch League. Stay on that payload and find new episodes at Checkpoint XP on YouTube and CheckpointXP.com, or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.